People ask me, what does purposeful planning really mean? That came born of experience and negative experience on my part. Because what I found out is everybody has a plan. I had a plan. But there's a difference between having a plan, but doing the planning with a purpose, but more importantly, once you have that plan, executing with purpose. It's a huge difference. The other thing is when you look at the ability to be flexible, everybody writes things down. We're all goal setters. I'm 37 years old. Here's where I want to be when I'm 59 and a half with my IRA. I want to have this. I want to have that. I'm investing in so many, quote, doors of income property. I get it. We all have done that. I've done that. Here's the thing. It's one thing to sit down and plan. It's another thing to understand the difference between today's known circumstances and tomorrow's unknown circumstances. This is why I'm always pounding that we have to be flexible. And a lot of times, flexibility not only saves us, but it actually enhances our plan. When I first went into Texas, almost 7 years ago, the interest rates were over 6%. I've actually closed a few loans for clients with my lender in Texas in the last year under 4%. Well, I didn't predict that. I didn't predict that for all the first 5 years that the prices would remain more or less static. Everybody else was just trying to catch up. Texas was just being Texas. Everything was reliable. But in 5 years, we have found the following to be true. We're not paying over 6%. We're paying under 5. For a while, we went back over 5. Now we're under 5. Rates for rents that started out under $1,200 are now starting out almost $1,300, and we're about to start construction on our first project that will yield $1,400 rent per door. Things change, and we have to be flexible. Now, as far as executing your plan with a purpose, and what I like better to say is on purpose, here's what this means. You know the segments of your plan. If you're younger rather than older, I'm probably telling you that you should have an EIUL. If you have enough capital to start with, and that's different amounts for different people, you might have enough to buy a little note here and a little piece of income property. What you've done there, and I call them pillars, don't ask me why, just go with me here. You've now got two pillars of future income. You've got a heavily indebted because you put 20, 30% down and borrowed the most, the majority, to buy the income property. And you put money into a discounted note. Now, you own that note personally. But here's what happens. You're a young man. You're a young woman. You now have a very small little note and a very small little piece of income property. And now you just go live your life. But while you're living that life, you're doing the things that that plan says to do. You're doing them how it says to do it and when. And when things change, for the better or the worse, you adjust. And you adjust easily because you knew changes were going to happen. Nothing remains the same. It's either going to be Murphy or your guardian angel. Either way, it's not what it was. So as you do these things, you just let time, which is your friend when you're young, take care of business. Now what happens? Time goes by and your real estate does one of three things. It goes up in value, it loses value, or it doesn't do anything with the value. You had nothing to do with that. If you bought a really nice property in a really good area and you're not buying something to rehab, it just took care of business. The other things with the rent were the same thing. The rent didn't change or it went up or down. You've got a fixed rate loan. That doesn't change, thank the Lord. But what you're doing is executing your plan. Now, do things change in your life? You bet. You weren't married. Now you're married. You were married. now you're not married. You had kids or you didn't have kids and now you do. Those things come. It wasn't like there are super surprises, especially the ones where you get married and have kids where you didn't. But you know what you're doing as you're doing. Purposeful planning isn't just some cliche phrase that sounds good in marketing. If you actually have a plan that you purposely spend solid quality time in constructing with a professional, and then you execute that plan rigorously and in the right way, understanding that you have no control over so many things in life. You add seasoning of that flexibility, you will get where you want to go. I've seen it too many times. Just keep blowing out that extra candle every birthday, and before you know it, it's going to be time to retire, and you're going to have a pillar of notes. You're going to have a pillar of income property. You're going to have discounted notes in your retirement plan that you control. You're going to have tax-free income from one or two, maybe three sources. And your only problem in retirement is, where haven't we gone to, honey? You're going to be vacationing when you come home to rest from all the fun you're having.